Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Yeah, last week the news came out that the Arto court case thing has been, I don't know, resolved? Have we got a plan now?
So what happened last week is Arto had sought to have this legislation scrapped in its entirety.
This was the legislation saying we're going to get a demerit system.
That's one of the implications, yeah. And I think that's the one that has the most practical implications for us as anyone with a license. The Constitutional Court, which is the highest court in the land, has found that no, this legislation's not being scrapped. And the Minister of Transport has subsequently said she's going to get the wheels in motion. To get this implemented as fast as possible. So we don't have an exact timeline, maar dit beweeg vinnig.
Okay, so watter tipe goed kan 'n mens punte voor verloor?
Wag. Ja. Hoeveel punte het ons? How many points do I have currently?
So when this starts, once it starts, you start on a balance of zero. You have no demerits, your balance is zero.
Oh, so it gaan af.
And it gaan af, yeah. So each time that a penalty or a fine is paid, then you would lose points accordingly. The current prescribed threshold is 12 points, but there is a proposal to amend this to 15, being the maximum that you can lose. And on the Arto website, they actually set out the schedule of what will translate to what kind of point.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Tell us.
Heads up, there's more than 2,000
infringements
listed.
Oh, great. That can cost me a point.
Different levels. And we can look at what's going to get you in trouble the quickest. But perhaps why this matters. If you exceed the demerit threshold, they can either suspend your license for 3 months, or this could be up to 6 months if you exceed 15 points. And if this happens twice, you can then end up losing your license effectively. They set out the different things that basically how badly do you have to mess up.
I wish you could see, I've got a grin on my face as I'm listening to this, because I'm just like, sure this is going to happen, sure.
Well, look, this is part of what Arto has said, that if a system is not practical and if people are not supportive of a system, it becomes essentially ungovernable.
Mm. Listen, before you go and say what the infringements are, so I have a tracker connected to my insurance company in my car, and I start on 60 points a day. If I brake mildly, if I drive 62 where it's 60 or 124 where it's 120, my points get less. Maar die ander mense op die paaie is rare gatvol vir my, soos wat hulle agter my sit, because I'm sticking to the rules. So we're just going to have a bunch of drivers that are going to stick, and a bunch of drivers that are going to have the grin on their face like Rob.
Yeah,
please continue.
Well, look, so if we're looking at 12 or up to 15 points being the max that you can lose, I thought let's look, rather than look at 2,000 different things, the ones that you lose the most points for.
Okay, what are the big ones?
That tends to be 6 points. Failure to stop a vehicle on the command of a traffic officer.
So if you're driving past a roadblock and someone points at you and says pull over and you carry on driving, that's
six points. Half
of your points gone.
Yep.
Okay.
Failed to comply with an instruction directly given by a traffic officer, or obstructed, hindered, or interfered with the exercise of the duty or the powers of performance of the person on duty.
Yeah.
Another 6 points. Can I have your license? No. 6 points off for you.
And if you hit this, if you hit both in one roadblock, you're already on 12. What are the other ones that, for example, not as many points, but 3 points? Failed to comply with a signal from a traffic officer. 3 points.
Do you know what I've heard none of so far? Actual driving things. None of those have got to do with driving.
Driving on a sidewalk? One.
What? One.
One point.
I can drive up the sidewalk and lose 1 point.
1 point. I do not recommend you driving up the sidewalk, just to be clear. But yeah, it's 1 point. Damaging a public road, looking at 3 points.
Yeah, this makes sense so far. Keep going.
Willful obstruction of traffic flow, 2 points. Racing on a public road,
three points. So you get, wow.
Okay.
So racing that we've seen has at times led to deaths and injuries and all of that kind of thing. 3 points, but if you don't listen to traffic, 6 points. Okay, I'm just following you.
And also for the guys following you in traffic, following too closely, 3 points.
Safer.
Driver not positioned to exercise control of a vehicle,
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think this is where we need our digital producer with a K53.
Like if I'm hanging out of my gusheshe doing donuts, leaning out the window because only my feet are in, then I'm probably not in a position to control the vehicle.
Three.
Only three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So spin your gusheshe is fine. Just listen to the cops.
Basically.
This is going to be interesting. And you say they're moving quickly.
That sounds like code
for me for this is not going to happen in my lifetime.
Nee, weet jy wat nee? Ek dink wat moeilik gaan wees hier is die implementering van die hele proses.
Precies.
How are you going to implement it when there is just lawlessness on South African roads generally?
Also, like, we're going to have to find out the process, right? Who's in charge of the points? Who's got the database of all the names and all of the points they've got? Who's logging all of the points as they get added? Is it the police department? Does it sit with them?
Well, there's an interesting dynamic there in terms of there are different points as well. There's something they call natural point at points and juristic.
No, this is never going to work.
And yes, depending on how...
No, this is never going to work.
Well, listen, we got a really interesting message in. Quite a few of them from Marnus, who says that he was actually involved in the designing of this whole process. And he says it is already in place. I designed it, Marnus. I think we need to follow up on this.
I think we should speak to Marnus and find out how this thing works. Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm giggling out of the corner of my mouth. I can't see this being a thing.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.